Why don't we start? I'll just throw it over to you. But I'll start with obviously a very memorable night for soccer in America. This whole year, our experience here in Seattle has exceeded our expectations, and even tonight's game has. I think we're going to announce somewhere around 46,000 fans, and that's more than we expected, and certainly more than we thought we'd have when we granted the game here. So we're excited to be here, and actually happy that we have a goal in the first half. So fire away.
Like Wiki was talking about, the DP limit increasing. Is that accurate?
You know, it's clear that, you know, the LA Galaxy are a big proponent of the designated player rule, but I could assure you that no decision's been made regarding the designated player rule, and frankly, no discussions are going to be held at the board level on the designated player rule or our salary budgets or any other things related to what we spend on players until after we get through our CBA negotiations. And I'll tell you now, those discussions are ongoing. They have been productive. We understand and accept the fact that it's going to be a tough negotiation, but we're very committed to putting together a deal that'll be good for our players and a deal that'll be good for management so that we can continue to together grow the sport.
What about negotiations with the Players Association?
That's what I was just saying. Those discussions are ongoing, and will continue between now and the end of our agreement, which is January 31st.
Ticket sales aside, what do you think of Seattle as a host city, and when will the next one be determined?
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic. I got to tell you, man, I was out taking pictures on my iPhone. The march to the match and just the logo and branding and the celebration of the sport here in the city has been nothing short of spectacular. We haven't made a decision whether or not next year's match will be in a neutral site or whether it will move to a format where it will be hosted by the team that earns the right. We'll deal with that over the next couple of months.
Is there a possibility of home?
No, I think if it is going to not be a neutral site, it'll just be one game. It won't be a home and home.
You mentioned Montreal the other day as being the candidate as the 19th. Where would you rate the, progress you've made with Montreal?
The ownership group's here, and we've spent some time even meeting this weekend. We're making progress. We hope to have a 19th team in the league by 2012, and Montreal's clearly a leading candidate there. But we've got some work to do. Most importantly, that stadium needs to be renovated. It needs to be expanded. You see what's going on here. It's probably not suitable for an MLS team today. So we're going to work with the Saputo family and the provincial government and try to make some progress on funding a renovation.
You mentioned there was DPs were on hold until CBA negotiations were done. How many other things are held up by the CBA? Sponsorship?
Everything, Bo. We've got to get through this process, and I said to a lot of other meeting people, it's a sign of our development that we're having these kinds of discussions, and we're committed to doing a deal that makes sense for everybody. But, you know, we've got a couple of months to get that done, and until that time, we're going to really not spend any time internally thinking about what, you know, our future spending is.
Don, is David Beckham involved in that Montreal ownership bid?
No, he's not. We didn't talk about this until recently, but as many of you know, particularly if you read Grant's book, David has the option for our 20th team. And that option can't be exercised until after 2011 or until after he stops playing. So we've got some time to figure that one out.
Are you concerned about Beckham, Blanco both being out of the league in the spring, perhaps not?
You know, it's interesting, and it's part of the development of the league. You know, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks during the World Cup. David will be there. Landon will be there. Blanco's going to be playing for Mexico. So my hope and expectation is that Blanco comes back. Certainly David will be back at the rest of 10 in all of 2011. And the country here in Canada is going to be so explosive with the World Cup. We actually think it's going to be a boost to the league.
Don, what about this talk about having to move to the world calendar at some point? Can you address that? Is that still...
Well, it's not that we have to move to that calendar. President Blatter would love to see that happen. When he met with President Obama, he raised it when he talked to the President of the United States. So it's obviously something that's pretty important to him. But, you know, judging by the weather here, it's kind of hard to imagine in our country, or particularly in Canada, that we're going to be playing games in January or going to be playing games starting in early March. So, you know, we've got to continue to evolve. I think our calendar will change over time. The two-week break is a first for us in our 14 years, and we'll just continue to grow and evolve and see if we can get closer to what FIFA wants us to do.
Are you okay with an MLS Cup final being played on artificial turf here?
You know, the field surface looks decent to me. I was down there. It's pretty quick. We don't really have much of a choice here. I think it's fair to say that this is a pretty good place to host the MLS Cup. So if the alternative was not doing it here and playing on grass or playing it here on unofficial surface, I think all of us would agree it should be here. But you'd love to find a situation where we have grass everywhere. Toronto will be going over to grass, as most of you people know, and I'm not sure that all of our stadiums will be that way. So you just got to manage what we have, basically.
Commissioner, will you bring it back here?
You know, it could be if they earn the right to host it next year, then it'll be back here if we make that move. But, you know, I don't think it comes back here anytime soon, or certainly in the next number of years, if it's going to stay in a neutral site.
With the success in Seattle, what sort of pressure does it place on some of your older teams that aren't succeeding as much as Seattle is? Right?
You know, I don't know that it's pressure as much as it's aspiration. And what we've been able to achieve here comes off of what we achieved in Toronto. I don't know that I mentioned this in our last press call, but Toronto has 16,000 people on their waiting list. That's in addition to the 18,000 seats that they have as season tickets that for their regular season. So Toronto set the stage for Seattle, and now all of our teams need to sort of take the best practices that have worked in some of our more successful markets. We're not the only league that has good performers and medium performers and poor performers, but at least we can see what it could be. And I think many of those markets are going to work hard to try to achieve it.
Do they have the ambition?
I mean, they absolutely have the ambition. I hear that a lot. They have the ambition. But, you know, different. Every market's different. Every stadium's different. Every ownership group's different. Some of the stadiums might be located outside of town. Remember that one of the formulas here is these downtown stadiums. But if we didn't have a stadium in Frisco, we wouldn't have a team in Dallas. And I'd rather have a team in Dallas than wait as long as we needed to wait for a downtown stadium.
If MLS Cup stays neutral site, what about Vancouver, Portland?
Well, again, they'll open up in 11, and it certainly would be great to host events there. We haven't made any decision. Part of the thing that we're excited about, all the events and activities and planning, that the time that's necessary to make it a big event, and just judging by the number of people that are here today, this is a big event, and I think that neutral site gives us that opportunity. But I think we're getting to the point where the fans matter more than anything else. And a home fan deserves the right, whether it's in a small market like Kansas City or a temporary stadium like San Jose, to host a final. And that's what we're trying to manage through. Thanks, folks. Enjoy the game. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
No worries.
It's kind of one-on-one stuff in the pro sports business. So, you know, I think if we can get to an agreement that makes sense for everybody, I think the league will move in a direction that our players and fans want us to be. But it's got to be done in a way that makes sense and is logical. You're going to finally get me on the USL thing, right?
No, I've done enough on that already.
Okay.
Well, I just want to talk about what you're feeling about where Portland is in terms of their progress for 2011.
You know, I think Portland's going to be a fantastic market. Merritt Paulson was here over the weekend and came to a lot of our activities. There's something happening with the sport in the Pacific Northwest that people that have been engaged in the games from the old NASL days remember and cherish as being as major league as any of the other pro sports leagues. So when we get this thing done in 11, the rivalry with Seattle is going to be spectacular. The rivalry with Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle will be, you know, very, very special. So he's got some work to do to finalize the plans for his baseball team. We are aligned with Merritt that I don't want to be responsible for having baseball leave Portland. So we hope that he's able to find a resolution and work hard to be able to achieve that.
If they don't find a resolution, I mean, you're still going to go forward with MLS. I mean, regardless of whether they get booted out of Portland or not.
Yeah, the key thing is that Merritt has been very, the Paulson family has been very clear that unless there's a resolution to baseball, he can't make the decision to go forward with Major League Soccer. The two have a relationship with each other. My opening press conference, when we talked about that connection, the media said, well, what happens if baseball doesn't get resolved? And we said, well, we hope it will, and we still hope it will. And I think that the city is committed to that. Paulsons are committed to that. So, you know, this still some time to resolve it.
I'm going to go to the USL situation. What's your view? They kind of tabled the whole.
Yeah, you know, boy, our sport has been making so much progress, and the last thing that we should be doing is be chaotic at any level. And I think there's a real need for a Division II league, and I think the USL has done a very good job in supporting the game. So my hope is that those two groups can resolve their differences and figure something out so that we have order as opposed to chaos at the lower level.
How about the Reserve League? You obviously did away with it. Is that an issue that the owners have to decide on, or is that a CBA?
It speaks to the CBA. Reserve League is a financial commitment, and it's related to our roster size. It's related to how much money we spend on the competition with those players. And, you know, we are fully committed to developing young players in this country and in Canada, but it all goes into the pot and it gets stirred up, and we've got to decide with our union where their priorities are.
Do you think you need it?
I believe that we had a good thing going with the Reserve League, and our challenge was prioritizing our spending. And we ended up putting more money into the senior roster, and that's what our coaches and our teams thought made sense. And we've got to now think about expanding our rosters and perhaps relaunching the Reserve League, but that comes out of what money we have to spend overall on players.
How is the stadium situation in New England, and how important is it to get a soccer-specific system?
Well, I don't, I think the Crafts, we wouldn't be where we are today if the Crafts didn't help found Major League Soccer. So they are fully committed to doing what they need to do to continue to grow the sport. Prior to the recession, they were making progress in Somerville. That slowed down with the recession. Hopefully the market turns around and we can get the city to get back at the table with the Crafts and maybe help us get a stadium done.
And do they need a new facility to reinvigorate things there?
You know, I don't know that's the only answer there. I think they, that market really is been challenged, I think, to find a way to make it easy to support the team. And I believe that people are very committed to the Revolution, from the Crafts down to their fan base. And we just got to all get a little more energetic.
As long as we're getting local, how much of a concern is DC United's continuing inability to get something
Boy,
out there?
You know, I think, again, you look at where we are with the Sounders. I mean, the founder of authenticity in Major League Soccer was DC United. They were the first team that went to the league and said, we're not going to call ourselves the Clash or the Mutiny. We're going to be an authentic soccer brand. And the fact that they don't have their stadium, I think, is a shame. And imagine what it would be like if they had a stadium downtown in Washington, D.C. So, you know, we continue to work hard, and we are struggling today as much as we've been struggling with that facility for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. But, you know, the market's turning around a bit, and maybe we'll be able to get back and make some progress.
When you lament the situation in Frisco, if they wind up in Baltimore or out by Dulles Airport, I mean, that they could be in the same boat as FC Dallas.
You certainly got to think about those things when you make decisions.
Any changes in the salary?
I'm going to take you on.
Guys, game's about to start.
What's been your take on the breakaway teams in USL? Is that concerning?
Well, we just talked about it, Jonah. So you want to get it from...
Yeah, game starting, guys.
Okay. Is there a game?
Yeah.
It's an issue of relocation versus expansion. You're going into markets that I know you believe are going to be very strong, including Portland and Vancouver. And you touched on maybe some of the franchises that are lagging. Are there any scenarios in which a franchise might relocate?
You know, relocation for all pro sports leagues is a last resort, you know. And so, no, I hope we're not relocating any teams. I believe that there's strong support in all our markets. That support differs and it varies. But, you know, we're not in any situation. We're not in a situation in any market where the market can't support its MLS team. So I don't think relocation is in the cards.
Commissioner, you were talking about...
Guys, we need to wrap it up, actually. My apologies.
Okay. I'll see you guys.